The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
So this is a Car Smart edition recorded from the front seat of my vehicle. Don't worry, I have both hands on the steering wheel. I'm looking at the road and I just have my phone propped up in this little holder that allows me to record this message to you. I do these off the cuff. Usually it's something that I just can't stop thinking about, and that's exactly the case right now. By the way, I'm stopped at a light, just so you've got a visual. It is 6:55 p.m. It's a Thursday night. And I am driving along, well, once my car starts running again, right now I'm at a light, but once we start moving, I'm driving along PCH. So the ocean is on my left, but I really can't see it because the sun's already set. Anyways, what's on my mind today? Let me turn down the air too so the sound is a little bit better. What's on my mind today, and the reason why I wanted to record this right now, is because I just listened to a bunch of SpeakPipe messages. So SpeakPipe is this little app that we have on my website, specifically on the blog and podcast page, where you can record me a message. And thank you so much for recording me a message. I really do love hearing from you. I love hearing your show ideas. I love hearing specifically what you liked about a particular episode. I love hearing that you've applied something you've learned and how it's transformed or changed or helped or improved some area of your life. But today, I got a bunch of messages with kind of the same theme, like sometimes asked a different way, but I feel like the question is the same, and that is, like, what do I do with my life? What do I do next? Like one person said, I am recently divorced, going through divorce right now, I should say, and I can't decide if I should go back to school and get my degree, an advanced degree, and study psychology, be a PhD, or if I should start my own business. I don't know what to do. And then another person was like, I listen to all your podcasts and I know how to goal set and I'm super charged up. I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Just tell me what I'm supposed to do with my life. And I'm interested in this and this and this and this and this is going on. So just tell me what to do with my life. And I guess it was maybe there's something in the air or the moon, but I had like 6 or 7 messages wherein people were like, I have these 2 or 3 different ideas. I kind of know what I want to do, but will you just tell me what to do? Or tell me how to find my passion. Tell me how to find my purpose. And I thought, okay, this is perfect. A lot of people are asking the same thing. Here goes. I want you to imagine that you are standing now in front of a pool of water, and it's 6 a.m. and you're in the Midwest and it's early fall. And you know that that pool of water is frigid, freezing cold. Now you've got 2 choices. You can jump in the pool, swim around, or you can just dip your toe in to see if maybe it's heated or if in fact it's freezing cold and you're going to end up with hypothermia. Which are you going to pick? Well, hopefully you're smart enough to go, yeah, duh, I'm going to dip my toe in. I don't want to be freezing cold. I don't want that painful experience of submerging myself in ice cold water. Okay, now I want you to realize that that's what you should be doing with your life. Dipping your toe in. I don't care what it is you want to do next. whether you are a high school and senior, like a senior in high school, and you know what happens when you're a senior in high school, every adult says, so what are you going to study? What are you going to do with your life? And we ask this question as if, you know, 17 or 18 year old has to make a decision for the rest of their life at this point in their life, which is ludicrous. We know that doesn't make any sense. As adults, we recognize that kids are going to do a lot of different things before they figure out what they want to do. But why, once we're adults, do we feel like we have to get it right and we have to go all in? Like we have to jump head first and be fully submerged in order for us to decide if something is right or wrong for us, which is crazy, right? Which we're never going to do because we're so afraid of messing up our whole lives or it being terribly uncomfortable or very painful that we keep searching for more evidence or proof or research that this is the actual right decision for me to make. And then what that does is it prevents us from ever making the decision to just give it a try. You know, so let's go back to the gal who said she was, you know, going through a divorce and thinking about going back to school to become a psychologist. And then her other thought was, or maybe I'll start a business. Well, why not dabble in both and have a little bit of a sense whether or not you like one or the other? Dabble. So here's my advice to you. If you're struggling with what to do next, what to do when you grow up, I'm just joking about that, but you know, people ask that. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what my purpose is. You're never going to know unless you dabble. You're never going to take action until you give yourself permission to fail. Not just permission, you give yourself a directive to make it messy. You see, as kids, we were so afraid, especially people who struggle with perfectionism. So I find the people who are the most paralyzed by what to do with their lives are those who are most, you know, paralyzed by perfectionism. They're afraid to make a mistake because making a mistake meant a parent's wrath. It meant feeling unloved, unlovable, unworthy. It meant maybe a scary reaction from your parent or a parent who withheld love from you. Or maybe it was just self-imposed perfectionism. A lot of people, they're so good as a kid. Like, they're the good kid, and they get good grades, and they're good at sports, and they do everything right. And then, not because of a parent, but because you get caught up in that identity of doing things perfectly, that is very tied to your ego. And by ego, I mean, like, who you believe you are. And so, therefore, it's internal pressure that you place on yourself. No one else has told you you need to be perfect. No one scolded you when you made a mistake, but in your own head, you believed your significance or your identity was in part because you did everything perfect. Either way, perfectionism, regardless of, you know, where it comes from, it paralyzes us from just going for it. Because if we just go for it and we make a mistake, that what might that say about us? Here's what you need to know. You're not going to do anything. This is going to hurt a little bit. It's going to hurt a little bit. And I'm in my car, so I can't edit it out. But here's the story. You're not going to do anything great in your life. Nothing. You're going to waste so much of your potential if you are afraid to make it messy. If you're not willing to fail, if you're not willing to say, well, that didn't work out, and try something else, good luck ever reaching even close, a fraction of your potential. Girlfriend, boyfriend, if you don't let go of this perfectionism, you are going to struggle with the what ifs for the rest of your life. The most successful people in the world, in any industry, the happiest people, the people who are changing the world, the people who are just like really super content with where they are and what they're doing, and they love every part of their life, and they wake up and they're like, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. Those people failed like freaking crazy. They were not afraid to make it messy. I have failed so many times, and you've heard me say that a million times on this podcast. I've failed, you know, 100 times this year. I have business ideas that fail. I have people who I think are going to be great friends and those friendships fail. I've had failed outfit attempts. I've had, you name it. I've gone and spoken on a stage and bombed. I mean, I've gotten on a podcast and not known the content or the questions they're going to ask me and failed. Like, but if I was afraid to fail, none of these things would have actually ever turned out okay, because every time you fail, it's just evidence, it's just proof, it's an experiment, and it gives you an opportunity to improve. You can't improve or perfect or figure out anything that you're not willing to throw up against the wall and just see if it sticks. That's all. So when people ask me, what am I going to do? What should I do? I don't know what my purpose is and my passion. My answer is this: just stick your toe in and don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to figure it out. Don't be afraid to explore. No one is going to ask you to make a definitive decision on what you should do and then have it tattooed across your forehead and make you stick to it. You don't even have to tell people what you're trying to figure out. Just go figure it out. Stop being such a scaredy cat. Stop being so scared. Do something great with your life. Have a huge catastrophe of a failure. Because you know what? It won't kill you. It'll make you stronger. So, my call to action, my challenge to you today is to think of one thing that you're a little bit nervous to try. It's got you, your interest piqued. You're a little bit curious about becoming a personal trainer. You wonder what it might be like to be a therapist. You're always thinking about art and how that might actually be your true passion. Whatever that thing is that's quietly creating momentum in the back of your head, I just want you to dabble in it. I want you to do something specific in the next, listen to this, 72 hours related to that thing that you're curious about. You don't have to make a definitive statement. You don't have to tell anyone you're doing this. You don't have to go all in. Just dip your toe in. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.